And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. This is Pete Gray along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the San Diego landings in Point Loma. Yosef Husseini, the angler's realtor and all-around nice guy and just a super good guy, fishdope.com reporter and such like that. We're just talking about how amazing the fishing could become here with these blobs of water around here, right?
It's coming.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. It could get really, really good.
With it as good as it already is and so much good behind it and no roadblocks in front of it. You know, there's no big strips of cold water. There's no big – it's just – man, it feels so good. And it's early. I mean, it's early still.
Early.
You know, like, and it's, man, we're just stoked. It's fun. This is fun times right now.
Really good times. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize today.
You're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, check this out. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. This particular pair is the White Tip Pro with a copper silver mirror 580 glass. That's their highest end glass lenses and a matte black frame. Plus, you're going to get two tickets to the CCA California Apps and Taps. It's Saturday, this upcoming Saturday at Jimmy's Famous American Tavern in Point Loma, honoring Ken Frankie. There's going to be a pre-party, like a SAC open house that's going on before the big event gets going. And then everybody will walk down the way, just a couple buildings down to a great spot at Jimmy's. And it's just going to be a really fun day. Lots of friends from the industry, lots of fun, food, music, celebration of the best guy, Ken Frankie, taking good care of us. It's going to be a great night.
For sure. And if you don't win the tickets today, just get your tickets at ccacalifornia.org on the events tab. Just buy your tickets there because all that money that they raise is going to go to saving our fishing, which we need all the money we can get,
man.
The way these environmentalists are attacking us every day.
That's
for sure.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But lots of good texts, lots of good phone calls. Let's jump into it.
Right? Yeah, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973. Just like John, he's called us from Escondido this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always a great show. So I got a couple things. One, my first is I was talking to Rick. I was in there on Thursday. But I want to give a plug to Carl at their Fisherman's Landing. And I'm on the wait list, or I was on the wait list. He called me like at 7:30 Tuesday night to let me know I was going to be going fishing on the Queen. And I appreciate the hard work. You know, your business hours are closed, and you're still, you know, trying to fill the boats and everything. And then I got a question for Pete. Hey, for the absence apps, if you're a life member, do you get a discount on the tickets?
No, you don't, but thank you for being a life member. I'm a life member also, and it's all about supporting. And they're going to, I mean, it's going to be a bargain, absolutely. I mean, with all the food and beer and wine and beverages and entertainment and just camaraderie, I mean, it's a great deal, and it's just a good thing to show up there, John, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Hang out with everybody.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Lance in 29 Palms. He says, good morning, guys. Santee Lakes, that's where I was introduced to fishing. I'm old enough to remember the development of the lakes, and now look at them. Great bass fishing, shade trees everywhere, nice place to take your kids.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Totally. Yeah, that's so cool that you take your kids there.
That's a Wyatt Whalen favorite spot.
Oh, they like it there.
We're all about Santee Lakes.
Yeah.
Well, do you see that little area they put in just for the little kids?
Playground-wise, you mean?
No,
they fishing-wise.
Fishing-wise.
Uh-uh.
They have like a little catch-and-release area now over up by the store.
Really? No,
yeah,
not
for the little ones. And it's, I guess it's plugged with bluegill. And
okay.
They set it up so the little ones can go in there and actually catch fish.
I love
know?
It.
So they're always looking
at it. Yeah, we're an East County family. We're a hot day at the splash pad, a couple hours of bass fishing. Like, we're Santee Lakes regulars.
Yeah.
I had a fun text come through for Yosef. Said, hey, Yosef, I've been curious about this and realized you'd be the perfect person to ask. I've never owned a home, and we currently live in East County. Are the USDA loans a worthwhile try? That's from Carl in San Diego.
USDA loans are awesome. So if you're looking to buy something with some property, or let's say it's got a orchard or something like that that's producing money, USDA loans are great.
It's like an agricultural loan?
It is, uh-huh. Yeah. And the rates sometimes are a hair higher on them, and they are a little harder to get into as far as like income-wise, but they work great. Some of them, they have like zero-down programs
wow.
and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So if you find, like, do you have properties that are on your listings that would qualify for something like that? Give us an example.
For sure. I've got one. Well, actually, it won't qualify for federal. I sold one out in Campo last year.
Uh-huh.
And I had a couple people come in with offers for a USDA loan. It was like 25 acres, had a house on it, had some little outbuildings, and it used to be used as a cattle ranch years ago. And that the family had broken it up over the years and sold off parts of it. But something like that you could use a USDA loan for. There's even parts like Lakeside you can use USDA loans for, like out towards Omani Valley.
Just
there's,
with the thought that you might have some agricultural.
Yep. If you want to know what areas USDA loans you can that will USDA will service the loans, look up. There's you can Google USDA loans San Diego County map, and there it'll show you on there basically
and
what areas would be covered.
What would be the advantage of that over a more conventional, more traditional loan? Like, why would you go that route?
Less down. They have different programs. Like I said, if you have a business running on there, to qualify.
Okay.
Qualify you into the loan. But it's very situational.
Got it.
For the most part. But yes, they can be convenient. There's also, we have so many first-time buyer programs going right now where the county will lend you the money for your down payment.
Wow.
And that kind of thing. Like, if you're paying a lot in rent, it makes no sense to not
just give it to somebody else.
Give it away.
Yeah, to not go buy something with all the programs out there.
Yeah.
You know, and at least gain some equity right now.
For sure.
Call you. Somebody who's hearing that should just call you. You know what I mean? Like you say, you walk them through the process. The worst thing that's going to happen is you're in the exact same situation you are now.
Totally.
And anything other than that, you might be owning your own spot.
And even if I surprise people a lot of times that will just ask me out of the blue, I'll get them an approval, and I'll break down their payment, and I'll go, hey, with the tax savings on this from writing off the interest and writing off your property taxes, you're actually going to be better off. You have to take a look at the whole year.
Right.
You know, everybody can be so short-sighted. We all are just worried about that payment, you know. But if you paid $25,000 in taxes last year, this might balance out to where at the end of the year, you're making an extra $20,000.
Yeah.
You know.
And totally.
It's one of the last great tax benefits that the government allows.
Totally is.
And we pay such cheap taxes in California.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You need all the benefits you can get.
Completely.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? Chuck's called us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Great to hear from you guys. Happy Memorial Day. And Yosef, it's almost been 3 years now. I'm not renting.
Good.
People are afraid to call. It's the easiest thing you can do. Call him, his staff, just white glove treatment all the way through. They must have showed me 10 homes and tireless. Just great.
That's rad, Chuck.
But hand it to your mom, taking you to Lake Mary. Come on. Heaven on earth.
Great childhood.
I just wanted to thank you. And I always forget to mention the housewarming gift. The cutting board, my name on it, the knife. This first class stuff, guys.
That's cool. So it's not just San Diego County you deal with. He's up in.
I deal with all over. Yeah,
all over Southern California.
Yep. I helped Chuck and his wife. It was a scenario, they're kind of bound in a contract with another agent.
Yeah.
We got them out of that. That wasn't performing, doing nothing for them.
Yeah.
Just basically trying to put their property on the market and take a commission.
Yeah.
And we turned that whole situation around and got them out and into a new place. And yeah.
That's so cool. And that can happen anywhere in San Diego County, Orange County, L.A. County, wherever.
Definitely, yeah. I focus more on San Diego County just because it's a little easier to sell, but I go all the way up to San Clemente, and I've got a couple guys that are fishermen also that are friends of mine that I'll co-list with. So if you got one in Orange County, I'll take my same techniques and everything. I'll put the listing up, and then they'll maintain it for me.
Nice.
And we work well together.
That's cool.
Yeah. What percentage of your business are fellow fishermen, anglers?
This last year wasn't as many. It was about 60%. The year
before,
it was 90.
90%?
That's
really
crazy.
So 60% of your business on a low year is fellow fishermen.
Yep, definitely.
That's awesome.
That's rad, man.
Yeah,
that's cool. Really amazing. Cool.
It's the guys to go fishing with and my buddies and that kind of stuff. And even people that
hear you on Let's Talk Hookup.
I have friends from Let's Talk Hookup now, you know, that I've helped with real estate. And
that's so cool.
We all kind of speak the same language.
Totally.
And it's people you want to hang out with.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
it's
fun.
Not people you have to hang out with. So that makes my job pleasurable.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
I can help them and their families, and I enjoy
how
that.
How stoked
did
that make you? Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not looking for a commission today. I just, you know, do my job and help people correctly, and it all comes back around.
And then you go fishing together.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I look sometimes with real estate agents, and not to knock some of them, but it's like here today, gone tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Or when they're just making that decision based on what's going to get them the commission check, you know, like, get this thing through the door and get this thing kicked out onto the next.
Right.
And it's very apparent that that's not what you're in it for.
Yeah, it sadly happens a lot.
I'm sure.
And
people, it's not the right property for you, but by gosh, I'm going to sell it to you anyway.
That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly.
I am the opposite. I'm hands off.
Yeah.
You know, I ask the questions afterwards.
Yeah.
Can you see yourself living here for the next 10 years? You know, is this... How does it feel, you know?
Totally.
And I don't like pushing anybody because I don't want them to ever resent what
that's
they
it,
bought, you know? And
you do it the right way, you're going to get the referral from everybody, and that's how you keep it rolling.
That's how you do business,
totally.
You know? And everybody in fishing is kind of that way, and that's why I really dig it, you know?
Congrats.
Sportsmen take care of each other, for
that's
sure.
That's cool. Hey, I had another good text come through from John in Rancho San Diego. What a great show, guys. Joseph having a lot of fun. Curious if you could give me your thoughts on those cash offer to buy your home companies. Are they a rip-off, or are they a good way to move real estate quick? That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Well, we were just talking about this
during
the break. So that's one of my biggest pet peeves is investors around town that are trying to buy directly from, let's say, the old lady. That's somebody's mom.
Like the iBuy San Diego or some of those types of company that advertise heavily on TV. And
totally. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, how do you think they're advertising heavily?
Yeah. That stuff costs a lot of money, right?
Yeah. I mean, you see them on bus benches everywhere.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. They're making a delta to run those ads. And many times, they're not even buying your house. They're taking a contract and they're selling it to another investor and just moving on.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So they're making money off the backs of people that have worked their entire life to get this equity in their home. Well, I kind of advocate for those people, especially older clients. And I've got investors that are good people and aren't trying to, they're just trying to make their margin on their place.
Uh-huh.
And so let's say you inherited a property and you called me and said, hey, can you come check this out and tell me what the best thing to do with it is? I'll go look at the property. I've done a bunch of flips, and I do a lot of construction, so I can go pencil it out, figure out how much it's really going to cost to flip this.
Right.
I'll add what the investor should be making and is going to be happy with to that, and then we'll come up with a sales price. And that way you don't leave any money on the table.
Yeah.
And you're representing the seller well, and you're representing the investor well. Everybody's happy. Everybody makes money.
Right.
Yeah.
These guys on TV will come in and let's say I can get you 600, right? I know I can get you 600. They'll come in and offer you 400 and make it enticing and tell you you can move out whenever you want. And
We'll send you, just give you cash.
Yeah, basically write you a check for it. We'll leave you in there for 30 days or how, you know, we'll work on your terms.
So you're walking away from a 30-year value.
Exactly. Yeah, and their whole other side of that is they'll go, okay, well, you're not paying 6% in commissions on this. And, you know, it's got all these repairs. And they'll tie people up to where they'll go to the end of the deal and then go, hey, we need another $100,000 off.
So this happens a lot in inherited properties.
Inherited,
you know, families are squabbling or something, and they want to just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Let's just end it. Don't do it, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Call me and talk
to Yosef. He's got guys that could fix the house for you and make you a whole lot more
divorce
money.
Cases as well.
Yeah.
You know,
they just want to walk away.
They just
want to
walk
with.
Away. Well, don't walk away. You might be leaving $100,000 on the table, and even if you're splitting it with your significant other.
Yeah.
You know, that's another $50,000 a piece.
Yeah, sure.
Let's, let's get you off and moved into the new part of your life.
$100,000 or more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've had multiples. And I'll make these investors fight for it, too. So if I have five offers at $500,000, I'll boost them up.
Yeah.
And I know which investors, like some of them are contractors. So I know they have another $20,000 in the deal over the next guy.
Uh-huh.
So we'll push the contractors up. You
know,
we're gonna use who we need to get the best outcome.
Ah, that's cool. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. I'm digging this. This is a very fun show, Yosef. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's coming from Canyon Country this morning. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Great show, guys, as always. A few weeks ago, you had Maria Diaz on from the California Sport Fishing Association for the sand bass measuring program. My grandson, Leif, is pursuing a career in that angle, so we volunteered. Maria called us right back, and yesterday we received our packages of information, and she was just awesome to deal with, and I encourage everybody. They really work with you. You tell them the days you're available and where you're available to go, and they set the whole thing up.
Wow.
I just wanted
So what are they going to do now? They're going to go on the boats and do some measuring.
Yes, it's a sand bass measuring program, and you pick the landing that you want to work and the days that you're available, and they set the whole thing up. They've already contacted the landing. And it's awesome. And like I said, my grandson's pursuing a career, so that'd just be awesome on his resume.
That's so cool. Well, call Sport Fishing Association of California, or call Maria. Maria actually works the front office of the Red Rooster 3, too, so she's got two jobs. But get a hold of Maria and or Ken and get on that program. So you're encouraging people to do that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, and Maria is so awesome to work with. Like I said, you tell them the dates you're available, so it's not all the time. You give them the dates and the landing, and they set the whole thing up. She was awesome to deal with, and my grandson is just lit up about it. He starts college this semester and pursuing a career, and she was awesome. She's like, hey, this would be great on his resume.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate the call this morning very much. Speaking of fishing, fishdope.com, how tell us about working with fishdope.com and all the stuff that you do with Danny and the boys over there.
I've since Fishdope was started, I was basically the first salesman for it.
Were you?
Volunteering, you know, in the booths and stuff.
Yeah,
and
at the shows. We always see in the shows and selling T-shirts and shaking hands. And
yeah, I was like the fish dope guy in the booth until they hired Jeff, who's now basically taken that over.
Yeah.
But I loved it. You know, I loved the idea of it, and it made me excited explaining it to people. So I dig it. And I just like the reports. I like knowing what's going on out there all the time. And
well, that's the thing is, even if you're not going to go fishing, it's nice to know what's happening.
Totally.
And watch the trends and stuff like that. So what is happening? Give us the fishdope.com report.
Well, let's start up.
Yeah.
Let's start up in the Channel Islands area. Let me get it up here. Santa Cruz yesterday bit good for halibut on the north side around Prisoners and Chinese Harbor. There's a little bit of squid up there. There are some sea bass up there as well. It's they haven't been biting crazy, but there are big ones. They're on a ton of micro anchovy in that area. SBI has some squid at Landing Cove and the Anchorage. In the back of the caverns area, there are some large yellowtail back there, like 25 to 40 pound. Catalina has a bit of squid. right now in Cat Harbor and Ben Weston. The stuff has 10 to 12 pound yellowtail on it, and they are willing to bite sardines. There are some bonita mixed in there as well. San Clemente Island's been a little bit slow. There is a decent bass and bonito bite, and some legal sized barracuda showing up. A few yellowtail here and there when the current's correct. There's smaller fish, around 10 pounds, and you can get them on a fly line sardine. They'll eat them. Coronado's, the conditions changed, as Pete was talking about. The water, I think, turned and is a little bit cooler, but should be coming
tough, huh?
Right back. Yeah, it's just on and off, you know.
Yeah, the one thing, it doesn't seem like the you know, there's always going to be ebb and flow, but it seems like the downs haven't lasted a terribly long time, you know. Like
2-3 days. Yeah. I think we've got
current
so much
changes and
warm water outside of us that cold upwelling we usually get this time of year just isn't sticking.
Yeah. Well, and what's so weird is there was no wind. What caused that upwelling? It's a current, right?
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to have these crazy current changes with this El Nino coming in, you know. And it just seems like everything is setting up to do big things this year.
It really, really does.
Yeah, it makes me very excited. Offshore, it's been up in the 425 area. Those big bonita are still around. Those I was talking about we caught last week. 425 and the 475 knuckle area. They're scattered on bird schools. There's huge balls of anchovies out there, so there'll be some big bluefin on it here real soon. The area below the 7-Eleven to just east of the Cherry and the Tanner is biting really good.
Okay. That's where they get a lot of that big fish, right?
Yep, that's where they're catching them now. Yeah. It's a night bite. They're not eating as well during the day, but fishing has been richer.
That's like 100 miles from San Diego or San Pedro or wherever, right?
85 to 90, I'd say. Yeah.
It's like kind of from anywhere in Southern California. It's just kind of west.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. That whole area, you know, they bit out there the last couple of years as well.
Same
pretty
place.
Well. Same place. They get up on that ridge.
And you're saying Nicholas Island, that area, yeah.
Yep, but they're biting, even with all that bait in the water. Most of the fish are like 40 to 60 pound range, but they are getting them up to 200.
Mm-hmm.
Knife jigs, tungsten jigs, you know, getting it down there's the ticket. But the other day, I was watching videos of friends out there, and it just looked like it was wide open.
Wow.
We've been getting a lot of requests from the boats for, you know, anything kind of smaller profile jig. So, obviously, that's tungsten if you can afford it. But, you know, in addition to that, just anything that's shorter and heavier as opposed to longer and skinnier. You know, the boys who came up from the boats, you know, kind of said, you know, we want you using a toilet paper tube, not a paper towel tube, you know. Like, you know, just anything short and heavy that's in that 250 to 300 gram size. That was kind of the word we had been getting from the boats the last few days. Tungsten fits that bill so good because it's that. You know, it's very dense, so you can get a shorter, smaller jig that still weighs the same amount. But other things do it fine, too. There's, you know, Eddie Bomb style jigs or knife jigs that are shorter and heavier and that kind of stuff. So that's been the request from our boats the last few days for guys that have been buying knife jigs is less, you know, less the real big long ones, a little bit more the shorter, fatter ones.
Yeah, that sink fast.
Sink fast, yeah. Sink fast, get down, but just small, something that they can get hold of. I couldn't tell you what the reason is, but I always say the same thing. The one thing I've learned in the years over there is if the crews are coming up and the crew members are buying jigs with money out of their own pocket, like that's the thing to get, and that's what they've all been buying.
So what's the difference in price between, say, an Eddie Bomb or whatever two fish jig's name and a fully rigged tungsten?
A lot. You know, like a two fish jigs, they call it the Midnight Rider. That's their Eddie Bomb style. You know, with a high end set of hooks on it is around $40 in that area there.
Uh-huh.
A tungsten, you know, a 300 gram tungsten jig that's rigged, you know, that's got hooks on it, it's probably $140, you know. Maybe 140 with a leader on it. Yeah, if you put a fluorocarbon leader, but just the jig and the hooks, probably $115 to $125.
My goodness.
I know, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. But, you know, with that said, though, it is the thing. I'm
Is it getting a bit better than, say, the Eddie Bomb?
I don't know. You know, I mean, yeah. Probably day-to-day difference. I mean,
every day's different.
How do you quantify? That's so much money. And I'm cheap. I mean, I am. Like, I'll admit it. Like, I'm. It's difficult for me when we're selling a tungsten jig because I feel very strange telling someone. I will never tell someone, you have to buy this $150 lure to go on this trip. I mean, hell, half the times a torpedo sinker works just as good.
Right.
But there are times when that thing 100%, it just does. It gets bit. It gets bit really, really good. And, you know, so with as much as I have trouble swallowing that price, and I do, like, you just factor everything else into it. The cost of your trip, the time off that you go. Right. We only get a couple of trips a year. It's a lot, and I'll never pretend that it's not a lot, but do I think it's worth it? I kind of do, and it's hard for me to admit that because I'm not a buy $100 lure guy on the personal side, but yeah, it probably is.
What do you think?
If it works better, why not, right?
Yeah.
You just like
that's
kind
of
said,
it, yeah.
You,
look at the price of fuel, right?
That's it.
Just like, the price of your trip.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have to spend another $100 to actually catch fish instead of not catching fish, then the trip is, if you don't catch any fish, the trip is worthless. You spent all that money and you had a couple beers.
And chances are it's rigged with such heavy fluorocarbon, you're not going to lose it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty low percentage on a loss on something like that, right?
You're not hitting the bottom.
You hope.
No, you don't hope. You want to lose it. Right?
I don't want that.
I have trouble with
that. Store, right?
Yeah.
Those bite leaders get expensive when you get into $80 jig and a $45 bite leader setup. That's a lot of dough on the other end. And if you lose it, you're likely losing it on a big fish. You're not hitting the bottom while you're out there.
No, you're not hitting the bottom. I love the story yesterday with Frank. Yesterday, the guy
was
talking
great.
About hitting the bottom. With Mike called on the tribute. He said, the guy said he was hitting the bottom. I was like, no, you're not hitting the bottom. Why?
Yeah, these jigs sink fast, man. I got to the bottom quick.
Yeah, exactly.
You got one.
Something is swimming with your jig.
Cool. Well, of course, FishDope.com, $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com, which you got, it's a must have. Let's face it. If you're into fishing, you got to have FishDope.com. $30 off a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code for sure.
You know, I'll say one more thing about tungsten we were talking about. The one other thing about the maybe it's worth you buying it is the fear is that going forward, you're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah.
So tungsten is a material that's not – it's expensive, one, but it's not in – there's not a ton of it around. And it basically right now is all getting gobbled up for military use. So it's what they use in most military munitions. And so like the smaller level tackle manufacturer guys, they either can't get their hands on it or the price has now gone up so much that like – There's a serious concern that you won't be able to get it for it. Turkey hunting is the same way. Like that's what's used in the best, you know, turkey shells. And the ammunition companies that make like recreational ammunition, if you're a turkey hunter, they think that within a year you just won't be able to get it, period, because it's the little bit that's around all goes to military. And if you wanted to buy it, it would be so much that you can't. Like a tungsten turkey shell used to cost, it was a lot, you know. So if a regular shotgun shell for shooting a turkey was a couple of dollars per, a tungsten was like $10 per shell.
Wow.
Now it's like $25 per shell.
It's expensive. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do other mixes now with bismuth and that kind of thing to correct it, you know, or to give you kind of the same effect, but nothing knocks them down like that.
Yeah.
Like a tungsten.
Yeah.
TSS, man, it goes.
Yeah, it definitely goes.
Hey, want to mention a new sponsor to Let's Talk Hookup, Maxima Fishing Line.
Hey,
yes,
ooh,
they're
nice.
Bringing it back. It's not, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's just, it's crazy to me. Maxima Fishing Line is, you go to the Pacific Northwest,
anybody
uses
Ultra Green is on every single reel.
That's what I used as a kid.
Totally.
Everything.
That was my line.
What happened? Where did it go? But it's back. I mean, they're trying to make a push here in Southern California. It's premium. It comes with a premium price, and it's a premium fishing line. But we're just talking about what if you're going to spend that kind of money on a tungsten jig and a rod and reel and a trip and a fuel and all that stuff? Why not fish the best? And that's Maxima. It comes in ultra green, it comes in clear, and it also comes in what they call tuna blue, too.
I like ultra green. I don't know if they still do, and I don't know if we'll have to ask Mike, but ultra green used to come in 35-pound.
Yeah, 35.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's premium monofilament fishing line, and with kind of the wave of guys putting monofilament back on their on
that
their
is the,
reels.
That is the deal, lately.
If you're going to use, if you want to use the best, seek out. It's not hard. It's hard to find in Southern California, but you can find it, and it's going to become more available at tackle stores throughout. But seek out Maxima Ultra Green and put the premium stuff on. Make
it the
best.
Yeah.
Check it out. But glad to welcome them as, aboard. Let's Talk Hookup.
That's great.
Sure. All right.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. And again, if you want to get your chance on the phones, not only your chance to talk to Yosef, but also your chance to win those Costa sunglasses and tickets to Apps and Taps, 833-288-0973. That's the number again, 833-288-0973. Just like Dave from Ramona, who's calling us this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Great to talk to you. Great to be on.
Thanks,
I have an opening on the Pacific Voyager with a limited load of 16 passengers. We are leaving Thursday the 28th at 10 a.m. and returning Saturday the 30th at 6 a.m.
Wow.
The cost is $870. It includes your meals. You have heard you guys and a lot of people around know what Max is all about.
Oh, Max is amazing.
Animal.
Yeah.
Yep, he's an animal, and he is fun to fish with, and that crew has been with him for a long time. If anybody'd like to go, my phone number is 619-247-9829. And I had another question. I'm wondering if Ricky's wearing his 1% Club shirt proudly.
I'm salty crewed up right now, but yeah, I sure have and sure will, man. Appreciate the phone call very much, and sounds like a great trip and
great
a good
opportunity to go fishing with you aboard with Max.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's such a killer,
yeah.
No doubt. It's a hard one to find. Well, appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of this great info, and more of your chances to win those Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
No matter where you're headed this Memorial Day, know that every road starts with Cellophane. Going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Now is your chance to get employee pricing plus limited-time deals on select Ford vehicles like the F-150 truck, Bronco Sport, Explorer, or Mustang Mach-E. With iconic Ford trucks and confident SUVs, this is where Memorial Day starts. You don't want to miss this. Hurry in because Cellathon ends May 26th. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water. And that's exactly what Towboat US San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat US San Diego is ready to respond when you need them. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat US membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat US San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat US San Diego. Your friend on the water. Make reliability a reality when you choose the power of a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's Real Reliability Sales Event. From now until May 31st, 2026, purchase a new, eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. Yamaha, Reliability starts here. Offer ends May 31st, 2026, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 to 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time talking fishing, just having a great time with a great buzz this morning.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of fishing, next weekend, not only Apps and Taps on Saturday evening over at Jimmy's Famous in the SAC office, but next Saturday we have Owen Snodgrass, who's a fisheries biologist from NOAA, which is going to be super cool. Thanks to Wayne for getting that set up. Owen, we've been trying to get his schedule together, and he's finally coming next Saturday, so that's going to be super cool to have a fisheries biologist for NOAA, the feds, which is super cool. And then next Sunday, you just heard about Towboat US San Diego. Rob Butler's going to be here. Rob is an icon of San Diego, I would call him, because he's been around for a long time, super cool guy, and he has stories that'll blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. So Rob from Towboat US San Diego is going to be here and talking about towboats and stories and all kinds of stuff. That's next.
Owen is a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
Owen
is kind of good shows.
He knows his biology. That guy's been at, Hubs? He was at Hubs forever.
Yeah.
Remember, he was the sea bass head guy.
That's right.
He'd go dump off the sea bass heads, and he's the one that would grab them for you.
That's cool.
So that's great weekends of shows next Saturday and Sunday, and both Rick and I'll be here next weekend. So that's going to be a big weekend on Let's Talk Hookup. Don't forget. You have a good text, though.
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Yosef, if I did a cash-out refi last year, is it too early to refi again just to bring my payment back down? Or should I wait for another rate drop before redoing my loans? That's from Sean in Blossom Valley.
I would wait. I always like to say that I don't refi unless you have at least like 1% difference.
1%.
So let's say that's you're at 6%, it drops to 5%. That would be the time to do it.
Yeah. So even with a lot of these loans that have no cost, it's still better to wait to get the 1%.
Yeah, because there is cost.
There's always a cost.
Getting impounded into the loan, for the most part. Lots of times there won't be origination fees and that kind of thing, but you're paying costs on it no matter what.
Do you have lenders that you work with every day that for different people?
I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody ever needs a lender? I work with Cornerstone Mortgage a lot. I work with Point
Mortgage.
That's
your buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll probably have John on at some point. And maybe even Point too. Come on the show with me. Those guys can answer any loan questions that you have. I know the general guidelines. Those guys are in depth and they do their magic behind the scenes after we get all your info and can kind of tell you everything with your financial situation of what you could do.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike in Rosemead, and get well, Mike. We talked yesterday. He's well enough to text us this morning,
so thanks
a lot. And thanks for doing that, Mike, and great to hear you're coming back around. Yosef, I've seen it up here in L.A. area. These vacant or very old wooden siding homes go up into $1 million plus. These are small homes, small lots. Do you think the whole overpriced housing conundrum can be restructured to sell them for what they're really worth?
Yeah, definitely. It's just like gentrification. People are going to go through and buy those things up and get them up to speed. That's, they're going to buy them at a delta of whatever it costs to fix them, plus, make a little bit of money when flipping them around.
Yeah.
But, you're going to see that going through. And just like down here in San Diego, L.A. is just a bigger place, and they have more of them. It's going to take longer.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of flipping going on these days?
not as much
not
as
like
there
it used
was.
To be, right?
The guys that have been around for a while and have done honest business are still around.
Right.
And, I mean, that's a big part of my business, other than dealing with, like, end-user fishermen.
Yeah.
And lots of fishermen I'm selling to my guys. And guys, a lot of people from the show have called me and, like we talked about with homes that they invest or they inherited or their parents died and are going, they're putting them in a home. And we'll get those things sold for good money. And then they're turning them around and making them like brand new homes.
Yeah.
We've done some gorgeous ones, all over town, and we try to rebuild them to fit the area.
That's cool.
And make them affordable. Nice. And that's the biggest thing. Good Flipper is going to match the area.
Gotcha.
And
not overbuild.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where you get into price being driven up and, you know, them sitting on the market and foreclosing because the guy didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to help with all that.
Well, here's a butt on the line, Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good show.
Thanks.
I had a question for Yosef here. I know the insurance world is crazy right now. Are you finding that availability of insurance is getting in the way of closing some of these deals?
It is in some scenarios. I've got a few different insurance guys that I use for different things. Guys that when you got to get on a fair plan, like last year I had to get a fair plan for a condo in Mission Valley.
What?
Yeah.
What is a fair plan?
Yeah. Fair plan's where the state basically does part of your fire insurance. They back part of it. You have to have two different policies. You have a policy for the house, and then you have a policy for the property. And there's a lot of insurance companies that won't write a policy on the home without the fair plan connected to it. It does get more expensive. I had one in Chula Vista I closed for my cousin about a month ago, and she was getting quotes up to $19,000 a year.
For insurance for your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sherm will tell you. Sherm's probably dealing with this stuff every day, you know. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Honestly, and the price differences. We got her tied up in the whole deal for like $4,600 in the end, you know.
And that's,
feel free to reach out
grand.
To me for referrals, anybody, you know, and bounce it across a couple different guys, and they'll all give you different prices,
you know,
for the most part. Know the guy for the area.
That's crazy.
Kind of deal. But, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I tell you, I do commercial insurance, and in the commercial world, I've seen deals fall apart. I've seen guys have to take $50,000 off of the sales price just so the buyer could afford the insurance. It's a crazy, crazy world out there right now.
Yeah. I'm getting ahead of it a little bit in contract usually, because we know this is going, especially if it's East County, and let the other agent know. Lots of times, like if I'm listing it, I'll go out and get an insurance quote ahead of time.
Oh,
and
put it on smart. The board. Hey, just be aware.
Up front.
This is what it's going to be. Because you hear about this stuff, and it kind of puts a cloud in your head to what you're going to be paying. Or it's a big question mark, you know, until you get into it. So if they have a good idea of what's going to cost to insure the property before you go into contract, that's off the table, you know. And just like Sherm's talking about, there are other agents that'll get into contract. They'll figure out what this insurance is going to cost, you know, during the investigation period. Well, the buyer's going to come back and go, hey, this is going to cost me an extra $10,000 a year for the next 20 years. I want a $80,000 discount. And by that time, they're stuck in the deal and, you know, you're hosed.
Yeah.
And especially if you're halfway through moving and you got all these plans and everything, you know.
Danger.
It is danger.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
It's even a double-edged sword because the few companies who are actually out there writing don't want to quote stuff if they don't think there's a chance it's going to go through. The days of, you know, having 8 or 9 carriers at your disposal that will just pump out quotes real quick is not as easy as it used to be. So I would recommend, at least in your world, you know, and my world, get ahead of it because it can be an issue.
Have you been out fishing there, Sherm?
Was out at the islands last week, and on Tuesday with me and a couple hundred of my closest friends out there, because there's such a big amount of people. Didn't see any yellowtail, but it was, you know, the three Bs, bass, barracuda, and bonita. There was plenty of those, and the bass were big. I mean, there was some good-sized calicos in the mix out there.
Really good calico fishing.
Big calicos, and the water was beautiful. I mean, it was blue. We were in 40 foot of water. You could see the bottom.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was there the day after you, and it was, and then now it's changed a little. But it could spring right back.
Yeah.
It will come.
That's what it does.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't know unless you go, though, right?
You got to go, for sure. Hey, Sherm, thanks for the input on the insurance. That's very helpful and very important, too. Appreciate the call this morning.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Something to think of.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had another great text that says, wow, what a great show today. It's a question for Yosef. What is your opinion on ADUs? Is it better to buy a property with a unit in place or a property that has space to construct one? That's from Mike in Orange County.
It really matters what you can afford. You know, if it's easier for you to get into a property that has an ADU and you can get in there, rent the ADU, live in the other one, or rent them both and be positive, then that would be the way to go. But let's say you have a house that you've been holding on to since the 90s and it's got a big backyard. Well, a good move would be to add that ADU to that home because the front home, the tax rate on it's going to be low. Mm-hmm. And then you add the ADU on and rent both of them and go buy another house, you know. And lots of times you can do that with a home equity line.
So are there two different tax assessments, one on the ADU and one on the front house?
Oh, yeah.
It's two completely separate properties.
Yeah, just like we're talking. They're not two completely separate properties, but how the tax basis looks, that's what it is. Even if you add on to your house, mm-hmm. you're going to pay the current tax assessment on the add-on part, just like with an ADU. Same thing. But I'm huge on ADUs. I think that's where money is to be made here, especially if you have big lots and you can infill it because it's helping us with the housing shortage. Uh-huh. You know, that's another family. As long as you can make it nice and it fits the neighborhood and that kind of thing, and you're not bothering neighbors. You know, that's the biggest thing. You don't want to come into a neighborhood and put in, you know, 20 ADUs and have all your neighbors hate you.
Yeah.
Then it just turns into like a small hotel neighborhood, basically. Right. There's people coming in and out all the time. Not what we want. This destroys neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But adding a house like in Lakeside or something, let's say you got a nice big lot. There's a lot of double lots out there. You can go split off the lot and build another house and then add ADUs to those.
Uh-huh.
There's all kinds of different things. And then there's another thing, another policy that came through that's called SB9, to where you can add an ADU to your house and split it off. Huh. And they consider it a condo and you can sell it separately.
Interesting.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So that's another move as well, you know, if you wanted to make some money. It does have to be the home you live in.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can, you know, let's say you got a big chunk of land on the back of your house or whatever, you make an easement as a driveway and now it's a new property.
That's legit.
I'm going on record. I don't like it. I mean, I know it's inevitable. It's just too many people.
Yeah, right? I know.
It's happening in San Diego, but I know it's a reality and it's a good way to make money. And
I don't
more
like,
power to it.
But like he's saying too, though, you also live in a neighborhood where everybody's on top of everybody.
Yeah, there's no.
If you're in Lakeside, all
that,
the late, lots
but
are.
They do. They split off ADUs and put home. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, the floor space ratio in that area, San Diego City, has been an issue.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys
and stuff. Look at North Park. I mean, what they've done to North Park? They're destroying North Park.
It is, and you know, putting eaves of houses right on the property line, basically. You know, it's like 1 foot setbacks in some places, if any setback at all. And then you add in.
Yeah. And look at Orange County and L.A. It's the same thing's happening up there.
They need to reduce the floor area of out here. Yeah. You know, all of these, the reason it is like it is because guys that build these things basically lobbied to get this.
Right.
Get it how it is. And you can basically build unlimited ADUs in San Diego as long as you have the floor area.
Right. What about L.A. and Orange County? Is it the same thing?
I don't know, honestly. That's kind of like out of my market.
Yeah, I got you.
As far as that goes. And it is by city.
But like you say, Ricky, in Lakeside, you got a big piece of property. Yeah. It's like
and a couple acres. Find a way to make some extra money. Like you said, you're not disturbing anybody. It's a great thing. It's a great thing for some, but it's a terrible for others.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Why not you make it instead of some builder that's going to come put a housing trap?
Well, that's the thing. There's shady builders in Point Loma that come in and they rip down one of the old Portuguese houses and build like 5 units on top of it.
Yes.
And it's just there's no parking.
Right.
There's no. I mean,
they go 30 foot with it, so they're blocking people's views and just don't care. I'd rather have a little guy build one in his backyard.
Right.
A better way to solve this housing problem, right?
Yeah, not put everybody one on top of the other. Hey, Dave in Mission Viejo says, my question is, can I download the maps off of Fish Dope app and use it when I'm out of cell phone range? Can I also see my position in relation to the bit byte icons?
Yes and yes.
Yeah.
So there's a, on the map itself, there's a little position mark. You hit that, it'll go right to where you are. It's fixed on GPS, doesn't use...
And your cell phone use has a GPS in it, so...
It's built in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the cell phone range or not.
The maps, yes, it will download. You just have to have the most updated maps, you have to have, let's say, Wi-Fi or cellular when you open the app. As soon as you open the app, it downloads the newest version of it, and you have it from there on out, you know, even without having cellular or Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So and some it does of the new, it for you now.
Some of the cool. new features that they put on the new app, the yeah. new version of the app, you haven't downloaded the new version of the app, some incredible layers that you can put on there and see different water temperature gradients and
yep. I haven't even played with it. I played with the new app a little bit. I think they launched it around PCS. But
yes.
It is yeah. incredible. No, like how much they're not charging anymore either. You know?
No.
It
yeah,
just right. keeps getting better.
I know.
Yeah,
it's and you get $30 off with a new membership too.
Yep.
Using the code hookup now. But it is the new app that and I had no idea Jeff is like such a genius when it comes to maps and things like that. He's put all of his ingenuity and experience and education into that app.
Yeah, he's not just a fish nerd. He's
no.
he's a tech nerd also.
Yes, exactly.
Crazy brilliance
yeah,
in what he
cool
does about fish show. But yeah.
He is, you know, he gets locked in his dungeon there at BD and
yeah.
he's just, I mean it. You go in there and that dude is, you can see the smoke coming off his head. From.
yeah, I spent a couple minutes on the phone with him and he was like, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I was like, oh my God, look at all
That's
this
cool.
stuff. Right at your fingertips on that Fish Dope app that I had no idea was there.
Yeah.
So if you haven't downloaded the new app, if you haven't checked out the new app on Fish Dope, it's impressive.
Very cool.
Yeah,
and
put a lot of new features on it.
There, a lot of that technology is coming from Satfish.
Yes.
So Satfish, they're really expanding and they're trying to get across the country and across the world with.
That's yeah. cool.
So, and they're doing a good job. It's growing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, but the technology will be the best on there, you know, in the future. I don't think there's any other fishing online mapping company that has anywhere near this technology right. or just being thought out how it is. It's thought out by fishermen.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes it so good.
Yeah,
it's just
cool.
filling all the spots cool. that we need filled, you know.
Yeah, for sure. You have a good one, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. I have a question about loans. Yosef, what kind of loan would we need to take out against our house to invest in some upgrades and repairs that won't affect our interest rates? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
So if you want something that's not going to affect your current interest rate, I would just use a home equity line. And
versus a second?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a home equity line and a second?
They're usually shorter term.
Uh-huh.
They'll many times have a lower interest rate. You can do a second if you're going to do a big upgrade, uh-huh. right? Second, you're going to have a 30-year term on them. I like the home equity line because it's usually a 10 or a 15, and it's the interest isn't compounding as much. So in the end, you're going to pay way less for it.
Yeah.
Just like, let's say you have had the same loan right now for the past 20 years. And you wanted to do some upgrades on your home, I would suggest, even if you've got like a 4% loan, get out of it and do your upgrades with a home equity line.
Oh.
And now you're going to pay both of those things off within 10 years. You know, the whole deal is to pay less interest.
Yeah.
You know, over mm-hmm. time, that's where you get ahead. So many okay. times, I'm a big fan of home equity lines.
That's cool. Hey, real quick, Joseph, Craig in Costa Mesa wants to know, Joseph, what's your kite rig setup? What's your favorite kite rig setup?
I just use, you know, the standard kite with the balloon.
Yeah.
I've got an electric Shimano right now, but I am going to upgrade to the pens, the new pen electrics.
Uh-huh.
And... You know, California Flyer is, you know.
And what kite do you fly?
I fly the Boston, and I don't even know what the other one is. I think it's an AFCO kite.
Okay.
Just the big
standard. With a balloon on it or no?
Yeah, we'll do balloon.
Balloon?
Yep. I'm not, Ollie's the kite guy.
Yeah.
You know, I go out there and screw around, and we've got a couple here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I go with Richard. I don't know if you guys know Richard.
Yeah, Norwood's the man.
Yeah, me and Richard and Biz and those guys. And, you know, Biz knows his deal. Richard and I are just helping him half the time.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I've gone out and done it myself a couple times. Yeah. We've been successful on some small
smaller fish.
But. You guys are a deadly trio, though.
That's right. Yeah. We love it.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas and going to join us at Apps and Taps. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Shimano has taken trolling for big fish to the next level. Introducing the new Shimano Ledge Runner. They set a new standard for offshore diving plugs. Featuring a patented technology, the Shimano Ledge Runner offers seamless depth shifting from shallow to deep ranges while maintaining stable swimming actions, even at high trolling speeds. Designed with durability and longevity in mind, Ledge Runner is available in two sizes and an array of colors. One, its amazing features is ADR, or adjustable depth range, a feature that enables anglers to change trolling depths with ease and efficiency. In addition, the Shimano Ledge Runner has HCW, or Hydro Control Wing, a stabilization feature ensuring that the lure swings straight even at high speeds. Be ready to hear that clicker go off with the Shimano Ledge Runner, available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder, and trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner. Again, a brand new pair of Costas and a couple of tickets to the CCA event. Have some chance. Give us a coin flip. We're going to see if we got a caller or a texter. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Carl in San Diego. You are going to Apps and Taps and have yourself a brand new pair of Costas.
Yeah, congratulations. And Yosef, great show. Sorry to miss Ali today and hope he gets well. But
who?
What? Ali?
Oh, yeah.
His brother, you know.
Yeah. Get better, bro.
Have a great time in Florida. If somebody wants more info on real estate or fishing or whatever, just wants to have a conversation with you about their home or future home, how do we do it?
Just call me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. I'd encourage you to follow me at The Angler's Realtor on Instagram. And
yeah, those
Facebook.
Are great because you Facebook and Instagram, you post a lot of properties and things like that.
I do. I post stories and that kind of thing about what we're doing. And, yeah, lots of properties. If you're looking for something, we'll go up there before they go anywhere.
And then, of course, SoCalHomeEval.com.
You got it. Yeah. Put your address in and we'll send you an evaluation.
All right.
Feel free to call me anytime.
Thanks. Hey, thanks to Jeff and the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, Owen Snodgrass, fisheries biologist from NOAA. And then next Sunday, Bob Butler from CETO in San Diego. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on Facebook, YouTube Live, Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97 through the fan.